You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. Once again, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. I almost said my other podcast. Glad I caught myself right there. This is the Purple Project Podcast, K-State Sports here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, the third, checking in with y'all on another Thursday evening here, September 21st. 2023 here, and a jam-packed episode here on this weekend edition of the Purple Project Podcast. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, appreciate you for stopping by and giving us a listen wherever you listen to this, either late night tonight, or you're making this your first listen of Friday, which will be when we wake up, Lord willing, here. Yeah, wherever you listen to this, of course, the Purple Project Podcast focuses on all things K-State, not just football and men's basketball, women's basketball, taking pictures, catching that, that your uniforms look fly for the upcoming season. Of course, cross country, we'll get to that here in the second half of this podcast. In order, my recap of running from last weekend to KC Hustler, we'll get to that. And of course, my prediction, UCF, K-State, conference opener, Saturday night, right here at Bill Stanton Family Stadium. We're going to start off here first. We're off the bat with a couple of scores, and I don't have the stats in front of me right now. Both the women's soccer team and women's volleyball were in action tonight. The soccer team was on the road in Norman. Wow, the women were right here. Yes, we're right here in Manhattan, Morgan Family Arena. First conference game against TCU. I'm going to start there because K-State had no answer for TCU. Get swept, straight sets, three games to nothing there. Quite disappointing, to be honest with you there. I don't have the stats in front of me right now, but I do have the standings of the volleyball team where they stand right now. And obviously, it's early, but they're one of four teams with a loss. Of course, BYU, Iowa State, UCF, and TCU have wins in the bank, yet to play a conference game. KU, Oklahoma, Texas, Baylor, and Texas Tech right there. So after a little strong to start off non-con for Kansas State, they finishing up 6-3. They now dropped their record now to 6-4 now on the year. I'm going to be, when the stats go up tomorrow, I'll take a deeper dive of that. And we'll get back to you guys on that. But kind of disappointing, to be honest with you there. TCU, a team that K-State can beat, did not win a set here tonight. So very surprisingly at that. That's all I can tell you right now. Again, I don't have the stats in front of me at this very time. And, of course, women's soccer yet get shut out once again by Oklahoma in Norman tonight, 2-0. There's K-State, probably for what, the 100th time, as he failed to score a goal in the history of K-State women's soccer there as well. I shouldn't be laughing at that, but that's the truth. And this has been a pattern that has been too uninspiring, to be exactly there as well. So Oklahoma gets the best of K-State there. If I flip the script to the standings here for women's soccer. Let me see if I can get that here. Yep, I can get it right now here for you guys. This is the Purple Project Podcast, K-State Weekend Edition here in the third weekend of September already. Yes, we're almost to the end of the month of September. Can you believe it? Eddie Greer, the third host of the podcast. Of course, Alex Aiden, you're looking for him. You're not going to hear him tonight. Obviously, he will be with me throughout the football recaps. And, of course, I might be drawing something up down the line later on, but that we're sticking with that right for right now. I do have the starter standings in front of me right now as Oklahoma now is 1-1 in conference play. K-State now falling to 0-1-1. Remember, they tied with Cincinnati, that heroics there. It was for Aaliyah El-Nagar. I'm looking forward to hearing that interview with our girl Jasmine Halliburton. I'm planning on having Jasmine back on here at some point. Maybe I have to ask her. I have to drop a DM here this weekend when I have a chance. Let's see if I can get her back on for a little of a first quarter of football recap here. I might do that here after this, but that's just me talking out loud here. But yeah, K-State, it wasn't for the heroics of El Nagar, we'll be sitting there 0-2 where Iowa State is right now. But 0-1-1 in conference play right now for K-State. And that loss here tonight at down in Norman, Oklahoma, 2-5-3 now on the season for K-State women's soccer. Again, this pattern is two out of two normal now for K-State. No points or no goals on the scoreboard for the women's team here. Again, I would dig a little bit deeper when the final stats come out. Again, I don't have those after recording this podcast. I'm recording this just a tad before 9:30 so p.m. So there you go on that. So both teams lose tonight. K-State soccer falls on the road. Next up for them, I know it's going to be Oklahoma State next week, I believe. Volleyball, I have to double check on that as well. So, no, nobody's in win column tonight for K-State sports there on that. We're going to transition now to what I've been trying to promote, or not promote, but trying to get to here on the podcast, which is cross country. Yes, they were in action again last weekend in Terre Haute, Indiana. Indiana there as the K-State men's and women's cross country teams ran their first ever John McNichols Invitational last Saturday at the Laverne Gibson Championship cross country course in Indiana. There as well, the K-State women's team did come in third in the 5K race with 70 points. The top three team finishes were a close race as Belmont on the women's side wins it by 60 points there. And then Indiana, 69. And yeah, Indiana. K-State only finished behind Indiana by 1 point. I cannot understand the scoring here for cross country. I'm trying to still figure it out. Why the lowest score wins, I don't know. That sounds like more like golf than anything else there as well. The men, K-State men, again, they're off to a very slow start. Finished the 8K race in eighth place with 198 points. There, Purdue wins it. They had 45, followed by Belmont. Belmont with a strong showing in this meet in Indiana. So Belmont, Indiana, putting it down over there, while K-State men struggling once again there as well. And then the K-State girl, once again, in the spotlight. We highlighted her last week, well, a few episodes ago on this podcast. Hannah Stewart completed another top three finish for the second consecutive meet with a third place time of 17:29. This was a 5K, 17:29. Count that, folks. From first to second race this season, and she saved off. She PR'd 31 seconds off her 5K time as well. So Hannah getting faster already, and it's only early in the year. So Hannah Stewart really coming to form, even though we still have quite a bit to go in the cross-country campaign. But Stewart making a statement here early on in the cross-country season. Four other women finished the 5K in the top 25. That includes freshman Josephine Wanju making her K-State debut last weekend in the 12th spot, 17:47. Senior Callahan Stewart one spot behind her at a 17:49. And then behind the both of them, a couple of spots back, Grace Meyer, 19th place with an 18:06. Cecilia Fisher finished 23rd, wasn't too far behind either. Continuing the K-State women's list here, Aubrey Donnelly, a senior, finished 26th, 18 minutes, 13 seconds. She ran a PR last weekend. Congratulations to Aubrey on that. Freshman Paige Baker, deep in the field, 53rd place there, 18:49. This is how tight this thing is, because it's not too far from Hannah Stewart to the bottom, to the lower part of this list. It's very tight right here. Baker, 53rd. Kate Swartzkopf, 59th at an 18:52. Junior Jessica Caraway, 92nd, 19 minutes and 25 seconds there. That was a faster time for Kerry Wayne there as well. So very competitive from top to bottom with this meet. So pretty good competition up over there in Indiana. Flipping the script to the K-State men, 8th place team finished there. Tommy Hazen, 3-man finish in the 8K for K-State, representing him in the top 50. Tommy Hazen leading the way for the Cats here, 28th position, 24 minutes, 47 seconds. That's the 8K right there. Matthew Hauser, the junior, 34th place, 24 minutes. Ooh, if I get the screen up. 51 seconds there. Both of them apparently ran per PRs there. So even though, yes, they finished in the second half of the field of the team, Hazen and Hauser putting it down, PRs for them. So congratulations on that front there. And behind them, Kirby Devenbush, not too far behind Hauser, 24 minutes and 56 seconds there. Juniors Kyle Johnston and Jack Vincent. Johnston, 57th at 25 minutes and 17 seconds. Jack Vincent, 25 minutes and 18 seconds for 58, 57, 58 respectively. Jacob Norris, 67th, 25, 28 for him. Alex Gutierrez, I actually expected more from Gutierrez. 62nd, 25, 32. Freshman, Devin Chappelle, 64th, at a 25, 36 for him. There's depth for both teams, what I'm getting at, for the men and women's cross country Chiefs, which is a good thing. It was a very good thing, and hopefully they can improve as the season goes on. Will Carroll, 126th place, 26-31. And remember, keep this in mind, they ran the 8K. The women ran the 5K last weekend in Indiana. The next time K-State hits the grass or pavement, once again, we'll roll with that. Will be not this weekend, but next weekend for the Gans Creek Classic, Friday, September 29th in Columbia, Missouri. That's where the football team just came from with the heartbreaking loss last weekend to Missouri. We'll get to that. We'll put a cap on that at the end of this podcast and look ahead to a critical game with UCF right here in Manhattan, Kansas, just a moment. The Pearl Project Podcast rolls on here. Let's see. Of course, it goes to sleep. My computer. We're going to step aside here for a quick break.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
Back again. So, again, Gans Creek Classic next Friday for the men and women in at the University of Missouri. Gans Creek Cross Country course there as well. And we got some here, a little bit, from Randy Cole, head coach of the men's and women's cross country teams here for Kansas State. All things K-State, the Pro Project Podcast. Randy Cole, we'll see here. I'm just going to pull out a couple of these here. And we'll roll right off with the first one here about the men's first 8K of the year from Coach Cole. Quote, first time out of that distance, I thought they made a step in the right direction as a team. Overall, our team split was solid and our team average 1 through 5 split solid. And our team average 1 through 5 was solid enough. Just seemed to move up about 20 to 30 seconds, which we can do as we move forward. So it's a step in the right direction there. Coach Cole also commented on Josephine Wanju's first race as K-State. Josephine ran her first race for K-State. She's a talent, but probably got a little too excited, took the lead from the get-go, and had a big lead all the way through the 3K right before the 4K. She was second, that she kind of faded to 12, but that's a learning experience. She's only been with us for a few weeks. So, yeah, she wasn't on the list in the first meet of the year. So, that's pretty, gutsy there to take a step forward like that in your first. Hey, I understand that you want to make an impression for your coaches and all that. But the kudos to Josephine there on reining that in. Yeah, you start off too fast. We heard that before somewhere. Start off too fast. And you pay the price at the end. That's what Wanju did, but not without a solid effort right there as well. And I'm going to cap it with Coach Cole on his top ladies getting it done here early on in the season. Quote, Hannah Stewart ran to her, as did Callahan Stewart. Hannah was moving up. She was passing people the whole way, all the way up to third. One of her better 5K races in her K-State career. Super job there. Callahan Stewart ran solid from the start. She moved up in there, even moved up at the end very well. I thought she ran a real solid race. Grace Meyer and Cecilia Fisher ran well, smart. They were passing people over that second half of the race really well. I think in the future they'll be able to get out with Callahan and Hannah and Josephine and have them close the gap even more. And even though we're pretty close together right there as well, that's pretty. And of course, I'm going to go ahead and actually take that back. I'm going to say Matthew Hauser. We have an end quote with him about the team performance here, about his squad from Matthew Hauser Jr. on the men's cross country team. Quote, I thought our team worked together well and our spread was small. We advanced significantly since our performance at KU 2 weeks ago. I'm especially proud of our freshmen for stepping up and taking care of business in their first 8K. End quote there from Matthew Hauser, folks, in our Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer III checking in with you on this September 21st, Thursday evening, about to approach the third weekend of September. Yeah, so there we go on that. So very good. The women, K-State cross-country team women right now, they're looking pretty good right now. So again, it's early, but once again, who knows how this is going to end. You only get better from there, right? So we'll see what happens with them next Friday at the University of Missouri right here. Now I'm going to change directions here to me. Yes, me. As last weekend, I was back at Corbett Woods. I was there earlier this year for the one of the 5K races. I can't remember right now, or I can't spit out the words, but I was there earlier this year for a 5K, won that. I was part of a double weekend, which I have this weekend, which I'm a little worried about, to be quite honest, because, man, my legs are screaming break right now, and I'm glad this is the last double, I think, well, actually, until the Yeti Endurance Weekend in another month and a half. Yeah, in another month and a half, I got that going on as well. But I'm glad this is going to be, well, at least for up until then anyways, because, yeah, typically, y'all, I do not race every weekend. Look, let me set that straight right now. It's a race. I usually do not race that much. Let's get that corrected right now. But you get talked in the running stuff. It's not just that. It's the company. It's the friends you make. It's the community, things like that. KC, again, I've been shouting them out throughout the year to this point. And another shout out to those folks up there. They make things a lot of fun. Yeah, so I put the Kansas City Running Company in. I'm going to throw in Manhattan. Shout out Manhattan Running Company and shout out to those who finished the Conta 25K and 10K last weekend while I was up there battling to try to get another win in 2023 in Kansas City last weekend. So while I was doing that, there was a race here in Manhattan last week at the Conta, which was the Conta. I thought the Conta, oh my goodness, I cannot talk. Conquer the Conta was this weekend. It said it was last weekend, so I've been too focused on what's been going in Kansas City, but there's a couple of races here as well, and one of the bigger fall races at the Conta, which I was there the day before doing my 19-mile long run there, and then, of course, last Sunday was the race. One of my running friends in the Manhattan running group took it home, took home the 25K, and she did. So a shout out to Amanda Hardcastle for doing that. Shout out to her for bringing that home for the group right there as well. She loves it out there. And she is the ultra runner for the group. So not a surprise there as well. So you get a shout out here in the Pro Project Podcast. Amanda Hardcastle getting it done. That's how we do it. And of course, there are a couple others who ran the There's one other person that ran the 25K as well. I finished up as well. Whoop. So I think Ashley did it as well. I'm not 100% sure about that. I think she did, because I saw it on Strava. I did see that. So shout out Ashley, doing your thing. You really taking the reins here in the last couple of months. So kudos to you on that one. I know Sheila was in the 10K. Sarah was in the 10K also. So shout out to you guys. Yeah, Sheila came in third in the 10K as well. So ladies, Manhattan Running Company taking it on a challenge and passing it with flying colors there as well. So appreciate y'all for holding it down while I'm in KC, taking second there at the inaugural KC Hustle Run. and that was obviously the right play there, obviously, because at one point they had me win the thing. Now, I'm not getting into the whole scoring debacle, whatever it is right now, but I was definitely reeling the leader in during the second half of that race, and I just came up short. He put it in gear as we were heading down the last quarter of the race there. He really put it in gear there. I was stuck in fourth. Did not have that extra gear like I usually have, and I blame that to the 19 miles that I ran the day before, but it was an act of trying. That's for sure right there. So a second place, and we're just going to have, it's going to be a game. The way I feel right now as I record this podcast here, as we're coming up here already to the end of time, but as I feel right now, it's a game time decision there to what I want to do. I do have a game plan on what I want to do. It's just a matter of fact of how I'm feeling right now. I feel like garbage. Garbage right now, Bert. I'm sore right now as a quarter's podcast. So, but we'll see. I'm just gonna play it by ear how I feel, because yeah. So, but again, I'm glad that I'm gonna finish it regardless, because it's the last race. It's the inaugural Boulevard 10K on Sunday, the last third of the Heartland 30K challenge there. So I'm just gonna have to ride it out and see what happens. But my play is not how I feel right now. I do not want to take any chances, especially with a huge half ahead in a couple weeks in Des Moines, my A half. So I gotta be smart about what I'm doing right now. So yeah, and it goes back to what I was saying in when I entered into this segment of the podcast, where I don't usually race all that every weekend. That's just not me. And if things fall into place for spring, which I don't know until next month. I don't know how that's going to shake out. You're probably not going to see me race every weekend. That is not going to happen because I'm seriously hurting right now. Not hurting, but I'm seriously hurting right now. So hopefully I can get out of this even keel and not make the situation worse than it already is. I know it sounds bad, but I promise. Hopefully, we can get out of this weekend okay. The zoo run, yep, I got talking doing that. Yep, you know who you are on that one. The zoo run, I'm looking forward to doing that. So we'll just see. It's going to be based how I feel. I know I'm in the fat, of course. I put myself in the fast tee because, yeah. But we'll just see. We'll just have to maybe have a game. I'm gonna have a game plan for that for sure. I'm gonna have to readjust on that. But definitely the Boulevard 10K, man, I'm up there. I know cumulative time. I know I'm up there. But I might have to eat it and take it easy. We'll just see what happens with all that. But that's where I stand at right now. Two races down, PR in the Plaza 10K, a second at KC Hustle Run, which shout out Kyle Walker in a bunch there. They did a great job, put a great race on for that. So shout out to those guys here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And now we're at the Boulevard 10K. All right, we have a little time left for, I'm not going to get to the games, the Big 12 games right now. If I hop back on here tomorrow, I might do it, but not right now because this thing has flew wide move. This podcast has flown way by here. This is what happens when you have a lot to talk about in a span of 30 minutes, try to get it all in. But we're going to end it with this. K-State obviously coming off of a tough, heartbreaking loss on the road. Look, UCF coming here hyped up. Prime time. If you guys can't make it, obviously, FS won't have the game. Kickoff just after 7. K-State Nation, come with the noise. If you're listening to this right now, come with the noise. I know I'll be with it. Come with it as well. If this team needs it right now, and the speaking of the game being hurting, like me, K-State, they're also hurting right now as well. Dan Green out for the year again with a torn pectoral muscle. That sucks. He came back to play with these boys and get a healthy season. That is obviously not going to happen now. That just sucks for him because he used his COVID year to come back, and now he is sidelined for the rest of the year and definitely has played his last snaps for K-State Wildcats there as well. Treshawn Ward, hearing that he might not play either. I didn't know he got hurt either. Will Howard, he could be available, but I'm going to have to see it for myself. Obviously, Avery Johnson, who was in there last week against Missouri, and did play, made most of his snaps, like almost everybody else with all the rest of the K-State Nation podcast. He should have got some more wavelength a little bit. If that's the case, where everybody's talking about, we could be in for a historical moment. Obviously, Avery Johnson, the number one player in high school last year. You got to give him more, a little bit more to play with instead of being limited to him. You didn't bring him over here to run the football. I want to see that arm. So you didn't bring him over here to just run. That's how, obviously, Will Howard, he was beat up last week. So Avery, we could be seeing a lot of Avery Johnson Saturday night. I'm going to have to see it to believe it there as well. And since Dan Green is done for the year, another talented freshman, Austin Romaine, is supposed to get the start at middle linebacker. Ooh, so we could be in for an interesting night in Manhattan, Kansas, with UCF in town Saturday night. And we're going to need these guys. This is again, it goes back to where I said this freshman class was one of the more historical classes in K-State history to this point. They're going to get put to the test. Obviously, I think the coaching staff, they fumbled the football on some of those offensive situations last week. You have to be a little bit smarter this weekend. K-State, the theme of the week being pissed off. Well, hopefully that translates to the field and they can slow down this UCF offense there, which had their backup quarterback put up 300 yards in their blowout win against Villanova. The UCF comes into Manhattan 3-0. K-State, you have the bye week next week, and you have an opportunity to go in that bye week with that momentum. Can you get the momentum back? Man, my prediction of this game, I can go on and on, but we're running out of time. But, man, I'm a little worried about this game, but I think prime time, Bill Snyder Family Stadium, on lights, going to be rocking, rolling. K-State, they need us. They need us. And I think the key to the game up front, can K-State offensive line step up to the plate? This is no excuse at this point. All y'all came back for a reason. And all you guys ain't playing well right now. I have another word, but I can't use that right now. But K-State's going to win this game. I think K-State's going to need to come up big when they need it most and win this football game here. Oof. Man, K-State 35, classic UCF 30. 35-30, K-State wins it and gets back that momentum that it desperately needs to the bye week. And the bye week comes at a great time for K-State, just as they need it right now. Eddie Greer, Pro Product Podcast, about to come to a close. Appreciate you on a jam-packed, another jam-packed weekend of sports here real quick. Oh, man, golf, women's golf in action Saturday as well. Volleyball, we'll be back at it against TCU tomorrow night as well. We got UCF here Saturday and, of course, Sunday soccer trying to get back against Oklahoma State. Pro Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for right now. Eddie Greer, the third. Go Cats. Have a good K-State weekend. We'll talk to y'all this weekend, or hopefully this weekend, as I got a lot of things going on this weekend as well. But we will talk to you at some point this weekend on the Purple Project Podcast.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.